there, everyone, and welcome to the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Amy from Good Vibes Tattoo. How are you?
Very good. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming here. Okay, so this is the Feel Better podcast. We're reaching out to local businesses in Toronto who are helping people to feel better. You're a tattoo artist. Can you kind of walk us through a little bit of the background, like what got you into that tattoos, sort of what that inspirational story was like, and what are you doing to help people feel better on a daily basis?
Of course, for sure. So I've always been an artist, and I ended up realizing that the best way to make money as an artist for me was to do tattoos. I absolutely fell in love with the process, the whole one-on-one interaction with people and how people are putting art on their bodies more than they are on their walls. And it was just so inspiring, so I decided to get into it. I worked really hard to get my apprenticeship, probably about 4 years of just draw. And then finally ended up getting my apprenticeship. I did a traditional 2-year apprenticeship. And I've been tattooing for about 15 years professionally now. About 3.5 years ago, I decided to open up my own shop, which is Good Vibes Tattoo Studio. And it's been great.
Amazing. Yeah. Have you always been in Toronto?
In the Mississauga area.
Okay. Yeah. So GTA.
Yeah, for sure.
Very cool. Yeah, it's interesting. You said something that I've never heard of before, but it makes total sense. People spend more money putting art on their bodies than they do on their walls.
For sure. I feel like it's gotten to the point where when you have a super high quality tattoo, it's the same as walking around with your Gucci bag. Like, there's that little bit of a status symbol there.
Right.
People can see when a tattoo is really great, high quality, and you always turn heads. You always have people being like, wow, that looks so good. When somebody doesn't have a really great tattoo, doesn't get the attention. Say right. With a no-name bag isn't going to get any attention.
Oh, wow. Okay. Right? That's interesting.
Yeah. It's a little bit of a status symbol there.
Yeah. And it makes people feel better, ultimately,
right? Of course,
right?
Absolutely. Like they it feels so good for somebody to be like, wow, that's a great tattoo. You feel amazing for getting that compliment, and it's something that you get to wear every single day.
Yeah. And even the endorphins that are released, I think, when you get a tattoo make you feel better.
Absolutely. There's a whole series of events that take place during getting the tattoo, depending on the reason why you're getting the tattoo. So for some people, it comes down to healing. They had somebody that they lost, and they're getting a portrait of their loved one or a portrait of their pet. And it's a healing process attached to that, which is extremely powerful. That pain that you feel during the tattoo is part of that healing process. It's very therapeutic. People say tattoo therapy, and it's so true. I literally have clients who approach me saying, hey, I need a new tattoo therapy session. When can I book in? And it's a deep release instead of the superficial, I feel good today. Instead, it's I'm resolving the problem so I can feel good for a length of time.
Wow, that's interesting. So tattooing is a very therapeutic practice.
Yeah, it's a deep healing.
Deep
for sure.
Healing, yeah. And use pain to heal.
Exactly.
Pain heals pain.
Exactly. And it also imprints memory. So even for like you're celebrating your life accomplishments, it's the landmarks of your life. You're celebrating this love that you have with your significant other and you guys want to go get a tattoo together or with your best friend. It's a celebration thing as well. And it imprints that landmark of your life into your memories. So every single tattoo that I have, even though I got them years and years ago, I can tell you exactly what was going on in my life during the time that I got that tattoo, because now it's imprinted.
Yep.
So no, I hear you. The old age homes are going to be, you have your photo album all over you.
Oh, wow.
We're
That's
not
really
gonna forget.
Cool. You can just tell stories with their shirts off.
Exactly. For sure.
It's funny you say that. You're kind of preaching to the choir. Last weekend, I got matching tattoos with my daughter.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
See it.
So, and that's on me for life.
Experience.
It's on her for life. So we're bonded in that capacity.
Exactly.
For life. It's really cool.
And I'm sure that with every tattoo, you remember the entire environment that you were in during the time that you got that tattoo as well. So that's what Good Vibes Tattoo is all about. It's not just the name of the shop. It's the environment that we create in the studio for our clients, so that way they have all that attached with their tattoo as well. So there's no death metal, there's no you know, intimidation of these crazy bikers walking around. We are real people, positive energy, just having a great time, doing the thing that we love the most for you, so that way you can have this amazing experience.
I love that. That's wonderful. Yeah, that's really cool. Okay, well, maybe you can tell our viewers, like, where they can find you.
We are on Dundas, just west of the 427. Pretty easy to find.
Yeah. Nice. And, how long have you been there? How long have you guys been in business?
So, I opened the shop about 3.5 years ago, but I've been tattooing for about 15 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, I specialize in black and gray realism.
Oh, really? Yeah. Okay.
But the other artists in the shop, we have a color specialist, and we have another artist who's kind of our jack of all trades. He does a little bit of everything. He just loves to tattoo.
Oh, that's nice. Very cool. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah, it's really neat that you guys put smiles on people's faces.
For
I mean,
sure.
You make them frown hard at first, but ultimately they smile. It's like podcasting, right? When people start podcasts, they're not so happy, but when they end, they're just beaming, right?
That's
so,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's always a bit of a roller coaster to life. So
right?
You just got to ride that and enjoy the process of it moment by moment.
Nice. Well, that's a great way to end. But thank you so much
Absolutely.
For joining us. And
thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, this is cool. Yeah. You'll have to come back sometime.
Absolutely.
That'd be
anytime.
Nice. Yeah. Well, thank you. And thank you for joining us again on the Feel Better podcast. And we'll see you next time. Bye for now.